Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
You remember I told you the other day about the Sligo competitive sailor, Lauren Donaghy. That was on Tuesday when I was in Strandhill. Well, Lauren is busy making history. She's one of the first Irish women to compete in the Admiral's Cup, which is a very renowned and prestigious competition. She's only 24 years of age. The race has begun off the Isle of Wight. That's in the English Channel. It's going to last for 2 weeks. And Lauren is on the line. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
Not so. How are you? Are you on land or are you at sea or where are you right now?
Yeah, so I'm currently in the sunny Solent on land in Cowes at the moment, getting ready to head out in the water for the day.
Oh God, because it's every single day in the Admiral's Cup. It's a very big deal. Can you explain why?
Yes. So the Admiral's Cup, it's a great event. It's the first time it's happened since 2003.
Yeah.
And basically, it's the unofficial World Championships of offshore sailing. And this year is a very specific and special year because it's the first time that part of the event, it's mandatory to have one female on board and one crew member that's under 27.
So the opportunity has arisen for you, yes.
Yes, exactly. And it's the first time since 1987 that there's been an Irish team as part of the Admiral's Cup.
Oh, is it? Oh, since 87, yes. The first time?
And, since 1987.
You're not the only Irish person involved. There's someone else as well, I believe.
Yeah, there's the other Irish female that we have on board. It's Cliona Connolly. So she's from Cork. And then we also have Morris O'Connell from Cork as well. And Hammy Baker from the Northern Ireland.
Very good. Like we would, since we're an island nation, expect us to be good at sailing. But why were women so absent from the competition in the past, do you think?
I feel as well, offshore sailing has been shown as very male dominant, but especially in the last few years with Joan Malloy coming through, Laura Dillon and Pam Lee, they've really helped show and pave the way for offshore sailing for women and prove that women also do have the skills, resilience, and they're able to thrive as well offshore, which is great.
Were you ever worried that someone might look down at you because of the strength that's required on a vessel like yours? And that was probably the historical ignorance, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely a part of it. But sometimes it's quite difficult as a female on board to trying to prove that and prove your spot and position on board.
It's hard to prove.
Yeah, especially since it's such a male-dominant sport. But it's great now with Admiral's Cup that it's mandatory to have a woman on board.
And what experience.
It's really helping.
Yeah,
yes.
What experience.
And it's an amazing experience.
It's a dangerous sport as well that you've been doing since you were a child, your earliest days in Strandhill. I think 7 years of age?
Yes, so starting out in the water, really since I could walk, really. That my parents, I'm always grateful for that they always got us straight into the sea, getting us comfortable around the sea and being able to respect it and navigate around the ocean.
And sailing now as a member of the Yacht Club in Dunleary. Explain the danger to us. There's a no jewellery rule, isn't that correct?
So a lot of boats that we've been on board is definitely a no jewellery rule. So especially no rings, anything that could get caught. A lot of the time people would put their rings on a necklace and put it inside their top.
Uh-huh.
But it's extremely dangerous, especially if you can get a rope caught on something. And
oh, yeah.
Sometimes your finger can go with the ring, but that's not exactly what you want. But it can be very dangerous, even with general injuries. I've seen some shoulders, dislocations, lots of head injuries and ankles that you just land wrong on your ankle and that's it.
Oh my God. Well, I hope you're safe. I hope you're safe from the sailing.
No,
you know what you're doing.
We've got a great crew on board. That we all look after each other.
You're very experienced at a young age, and we're shouting for you, Lauren Donaghy, and all the other Irish taking part in the Admiral's Cup. Look after yourself and get home safely as well.
Super. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lauren.